All right. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. This
you
meeting
too,
of the Rules Committee is called to order, and I'll note that we do have a quorum. We first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from February 7th and February 9th. I think we had an edit to the minutes from Tuesday, February 7th, so thank you, Representative Robbins, for that catch. And then, oh, excuse me, Representative O'Neill, my apologies. And then February 9th are new minutes to us. So, Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move both sets of minutes?
Yes, so moved, Chair.
Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The amendments are adopted. Next on our agenda is the calendar for the day for Thursday, February 16th, 2023. We will be scheduling four bills for the proposed calendar: House File 9, Earned Sick and Safe Time; House File 19, Earned Sick and Safe Time; House File 62, Public Employees Relations Board; House File 42, Labor Trafficking Definitions Amended; House File 43, Gross Misdemeanor Maximum Update. Any discussion to the calendar for the day? Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I did review all of these bills and had a lengthy discussion with the chair of House File 19. And even though it's not, I mean, you have to dig a little bit into the discussion in committee, but even though it doesn't look like the fiscal note was available in the current version in the Labor and Industry Committee on House File 19, there was a prior year's fiscal note that was identical and the bill was drafted after. That does, in my mind, satisfy that requirement that a fiscal note was there and discussed. And then the fiscal note was available at like 7 o'clock or something that evening for all the other committees that it had. So I just want to let you know that I'm still watching and paying attention. And I appreciate the fact that these bills have, as far as I can tell, gone through the right committees and fiscal notes were available at the proper time. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative O'Neill. Further discussion to the calendar for the day? Seeing none, then I will move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate February 13th, 2023 for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The I will note that, apologies, February 16th is the pre-filing date, so we'll have to do that over. Thank you all. I will remove the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate February 16th, 2023 for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments after those bills. Let's try that again. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The calendar for the day is adopted. That is our business before the committee this morning, and so we are adjourned.